Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, talking Cedro Sport Fishing with Rosie and Jeff Flowers. What a great show. Can't believe that first hour is already burned by. But we got another full hour coming your way. Lots of your phone calls, lots of great info. We're checking in with the Catch Report. Just a great show going on, Corey.
You know, another hour. Lines are still full, Rick. But we'll give the telephone number, 213-432-1090. That's when somebody drops off there. Or text us via the app. And we're going to have Rosie flip a coin at the end of the show. And we're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth. And nice. So Rosie flipping that coin will determine whether it goes to a call or a texter.
That's it.
Yeah.
Now, Jeff, I know that you're a Seaforth guy, born and bred. Did you ever work on the San Diego, or was it always Mission Bell?
Oh, no. First job, San Diego.
Okay. I thought so.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. And actually,
Bob Williams?
Bobby Williams.
Yep. I was going fishing, actually with my mom,
yeah,
because she was the one who could drive me down there. And I had been applying for the job, and they walked up and they said, "You want to work here?" And I said, "Yes." And they go, "Today's your first day."
You were there planning to fish.
Yes,
exactly.
And I was like, I was the most excited kid.
That's so rad.
You know, 16 years old, you know, and it took me like an extra month to get me my license because I had a lot of friends with cars, so I didn't need to drive.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I needed to, but. My very first fish I tried to gaff, I'll never forget it. And John Yamati was on the boat.
Oh, boy.
Junior. Senior. Yeah.
Senior.
Okay, so senior. And he had a Barracuda, and I went to gaff it, and I missed, and I got the line wrapped up in the double-prong gaff.
Which is not too difficult to have happen.
Well, you know, and I was nervous.
Sure.
Because I knew who John was. And he looked me straight in the eyes, and he goes, "Don't ever hit the line." Next swing, I got it, and I put it away, and I was like, "I'm not gaffing the rest of it."
Jeff in the penalty box.
Yeah. What's so funny is still to this day on my desk at home, I have a picture of Jeff and I right outside the wheelhouse of the San Diego.
Really?
It's one of my favorite pictures. I don't know. I was 15, 16. He was 17 or 18.
That's awesome.
I love that. Love that.
Cool story.
That's rad.
Yeah. Great story.
Yeah, I love it. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show going on. So much to talk about. So much to cover. And, man, as promised, we're going to check in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach. Lots going on this morning, Corey.
I know. So much good stuff. And it's brought to you by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing. They offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as Fish Pros of Market. You can purchase your fresh fish, your smoked jerkies, jerkied fish, all your spices and rubs, your smoked cheese, your tuna burgers, poke kit, ceviche kit too. Stop by the location, Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can order online at fishmansprocessing.com. And be sure to make your reservations. We keep saying it, but text them. It's super easy. 619-255-3128. You got a trip going next year and you've already made your reservation, make sure you text them. 619-255-3128.
That's it, man. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on. Our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is standing by. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Corey, Rosie, Jeff. We got a full house here this morning. It's been a great show. I was listening to the show, and I got behind on my notes. I may forget what I was talking about here. We'll stagger through it, guys. So, hey, we made it through those January doldrums. Not too much happening, for sure. Sand bass, sculpting on the inshore structure spots. And, hey, the biggest news this past week, the triggerfish bite up in Santa Monica Bay. They got a couple handfuls of them.
Nice.
That's the best we had in terms of exotics. But hey, we're into February, and the sun's getting higher, and the days are getting longer. Signs of spring are starting to show up everywhere. You know, those little signs here and there, that's nature's signposts. They kind of point us towards what's happening. And my favorite sign.
I already know, Mark. Is the,
I didn't.
The dogwood blooms down the street.
And I didn't say it last week because I wanted you to be here.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, this year, those trees, the dogwood trees with the white flowers that you guys, you know, see all throughout the neighborhoods everywhere. This year it was early, and it's incredible volume. I mean, they are just loaded. We're supposed to have a little breeze here the next couple days. Streets are going to be covered with all them little white flowers blowing down. But you know what? The reason I care is there's, over the years, I've noticed kind of a solid connection to some things that happen over at Catalina when those flowers show up. And I'll talk a little bit about one of them here. There's two, actually. I'll say one maybe for next week. But I want to tell you a little bit about nighttime winter calico bass fishing.
Right.
There's a little history. Yeah, this is different. There's a little history to this. I first got onto this over 50 years ago. So I'm just a kid walking around the docks in Alameda Bay. And I see this boat backing in. Really cool boat, 32-foot Seaway, it turned out. Bunch of guys on it, Asian guys. You know, them guys are stealthy. And I go to check it out, and they weren't particularly interested in me checking it out, I guarantee you. But I was shocked. They got two big barrels on the deck loaded with 3 to 6 pound calico bass, all iced down, ready for the market. And yeah, they were poaching, and that's not the point of the story. The point is they had a huge catch when nobody was catching anything. So I was intrigued, to say the least. And ultimately, and it took me some time, but ultimately I got to be friends with the owner of that boat and actually fished with him. And that's where I first learned about nighttime bass fishing at Catalina. So wintertime, Catalina, daytime, man, it can be frightfully slow. You'd swear there wasn't a calico bass living in them kelp beds anywhere to be caught, big or little. But once a squid shows up, it's a whole different world fishing at night over there. So you make your bait, and instead of going to the harbor and going to sleep or sacking out there on the grounds, you just reset. Because where those bass are is, you know, kind of different structure than where the squid is. So we're setting up on deep water structure. Perfect example would be like pedestal rock, a spot called the screaming monkey, banana rocks, like those outside structure spots that come out of like 20 fathoms up to, you know, 8, 10, 12, like that. And a little more isolated, not necessarily on in the middle of the kelp line, but just isolated structures. So you're setting up, you're fishing heavy tackle, 30 at least, 40 is better. Because those bass are big, and they're right there close to the structure, and you hook enough big sea bass, white sea bass, and yellows that, you know, you got to be prepared. And it's just fishing the squid right back into that structure. Usually you do a lot of chopping and chumming to get them going. Sometimes it takes a while. And you're mostly always freezing your ass off because this is wintertime. it's not for sissies for sure, but I'm telling you what, guys, that nighttime bass fishing, and I don't hear anybody do this anymore. It just seems to be kind of a forgotten art. You know, it's definitely, like I said, it's not for sissies. But those backside structure spots all up and down the back, they're good. There were plenty of spots that fish really well on the front side also. And, you know, when the weather's up, fishing on the front's definitely a lot nicer, but man, I've had nights where you're literally watching the ice on the guides of your rod.
Yeah,
you gotta shake
crazy.
It off from time to time, but them bass
right?
can be really biting.
But that, Mark,
there's something a little different for you. That's
I like it, Mark.
Maybe we'll talk a little bit about the other thing that goes along with them white flowers here next week.
Yeah, good stuff. But I know you're a breakwall out there, the federal breakwater, and that whole 7 mile stretch of breakwater is like legendary for nighttime fishing,
right.
too.
And another
Corey,
one of those things is completely different from the day to the night.
Yeah, it is.
I've got a 12 and a quarter pound calico bass, a beautiful mount that one of my friends gave me that was caught on the water. It's out there a lot at night, too.
And Jack Soul's one of them. Ed Sarek and beyond. There's a lot of legendary dudes that fish that. And we have a guy down here in San Diego. Actually, Jim Edwards and Chris Barrick were big time Coronado Island dudes. And they kind of cultured a dude that we know, Bill Hoxton.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, Bill Hoxted, I have a quick story, weighed in a fish at the San Diego Anglers Family Tournament at the launch ramp and released the fish. And I tell you this ahead of time because the fish was 13 and three quarters, Mark.
Wow.
Yeah.
On a 100% legit certified scale, weighed in at the Angler's Club, 13. Jeez.
There's a lot to say about that nighttime fishing, but I'm a daytime dude right here.
I know.
I nowadays, I mostly am, too. Daytime,
yes, sir.
Summertime.
I know Chris and Jim had a night. I think Chris said he never had a double digit there, but he had one night where they had four at 9 pounds.
Man, crazy.
Four.
And so along with that, Mark, you remember the old Scampi days, Joe and Lori at the show, if you ever went to the Fred Hall shows, and they had the cooler with several huge calicos. They would go before the shows and fish nighttime at the Coronado Islands with their Scampis and bring back those several big fish to show off to sell their lures.
Like, hey, this is what you can catch if you got a
there
Scampi.
There it is. That's man, it's a lot of history, Mark.
Now, Corey, do you remember Jed Welsh and the Breakwater Specials?
Well,
was that before
do,
your time?
The creepy crawler stuff?
No, it was just a lead head with a little vinyl skirt.
Wow, no,
nothing
I don't
fancy at all. And you know, I mean, we use those all the time. Lost hundreds of them because you're fishing right there close to the rocks, and you know, the big basses tear you up. And you know, the best color that I found for fishing at night. Black leadhead, black skirt.
Pure there black. It is, Mark. Hey, today I'll just stick with Cedro Sport Fishing and just head on down and have a good time. Thank
great,
you, Mark.
Great report. Fun stories, Mark. Appreciate it very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, you got it, guys. We'll see you.
Thanks, buddy.
We could have a whole show just on that one.
No doubt about that. Well, that's the kind of great info that you'll get from fishdope.com. And, again, you can save $20 off of a new membership using the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space, saves you $20 off of a new membership to fishdope.com to keep you up to date. Obviously, all that great information, just like Mark was saying, but also weather, pertinent information. Those guys do such a killer job. And, hey, we're going to continue with their catch report. We got the boss. Pete is standing by from the mega trip to Patagonia. Pete, good morning. We're super excited to hear from you.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Actually, it's afternoon here in Bariloche, Patagonia, Argentina, about a little after 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And, man, it's been such a great trip. And sure appreciative to you and Corey and the whole gang there for covering for Lolly and I to go on this amazing, amazing, epic trip. But the only way I can describe Patagonia is pictures don't do it justice. You know, you've heard that before. But, I mean, I've been to a lot of times in Alaska, some beautiful places in all over the world. But there is no place like Patagonia that I've ever seen. The scenery here that is so breathtaking everywhere you look, every day we've been at it. It's just been unbelievable scenery. And currently we're at our hotel here overlooking Lago Moreno, and right in front of us are, you know, 6,000 foot peaks of mountains.
Jeez.
And then beyond that is a 10,000 foot mountain with glaciers all over it. That's what I'm looking at as we currently talk.
Oh my
right
God.
Now. But it's, and today's like one of the warmest days they've had all summer here, and it's about 90 degrees by 4 o'clock this afternoon, and flat calm, no winds. You know, everybody always talks about the Patagonia winds, and we've been so fortunate on this trip to not experience very much Patagonia winds. But I guess on our next phase of our trip, we might experience those down further south, down in the glaciers down south. But we started in Buenos Aires, and then we flew to San Martin de los Andes and had a 3-day trip on the river with a guide, two different rivers, and had some pretty good trout fishing. One morning we had pretty epic trout fishing. The other 2 days were pretty slow. I mean, it's not the best trout fishing that I've ever had anywhere, but it's certainly the scenery. And the biggest thing about the drifting the rivers down here is there's nobody. One day we never saw another boat or another person
man,
on this entire
no
lake
way.
That we drifted for like 8 or 9 hours. So that's the biggest thing. It's not that it's any better than Montana trout fishing, drifting or something, but it's just the you just don't see any people. There's nobody here. And so we moved in San Martin de los Andes, which is the beginning of the Lake District of Patagonia, upper Lake District. And then we joined a group, Backroads, a very, very great organization. They do a lot of trips all over the world. And it was a 7-day, a multi-adventure hiking, biking, kayaking trip. And really a great group of people. We had 16 people in the group, which is super. Everybody got along great. Two fantastic guides. And Backroads takes care of everything. It was unbelievable. But I'm going to tell you, all these hikes and bikes and kayaks kick my ass. Oh, my God. We hiked some stuff. And I mean, now, mind you, there were a lot of people in the group, and a lot of us in the similar age. Lolly and I maybe were like the older part of the group at 66, 67, but maybe most of the people were 60, 62, 65, something like that. And these people, man, there was like hikes that like were twice as long and twice as high as what we did. And it's like, no, I'm going on the easy ones, sorry. But it was still the easy ones. They're like 5 miles and, you know, 1,000 vertical feet climbing. So it's not for you need to be in shape for this kind of thing, because and I definitely am in better shape than I was a week ago. But it was just a fantastic experience of the biking here and then the kayaking on these beautiful rivers. And we moved from San Martin de los Andes to Villa de las Angostura, I think is called what it's called, on an incredible lake called Nahuahuapi, which is one of the largest lakes in Patagonia. Just absolutely spectacular views everywhere. Then we took a boat down to Bariloche, where we currently are, and did some more hiking and some more kayaking and some more biking, and just a really, really fantastic adventure. I did go fishing again on Nahuahuapi Lake and caught a nice, like, it was about a 7-pound rainbow that we released. That was we fished for 3 hours, just quick afternoon, a little bit of wind in the afternoon, but we had one bite and one fish that afternoon for two of us. But so it wasn't wide open fishing, but still a great experience. So now tomorrow Lolly and I fly south about an hour and a half to El Calafate, which is down in the glacial area of the very southern part of Patagonia, Argentina side. And then we're going to go to El Chaltán and maybe see, hike up toward Mount Fitzroy. Of course, maybe see Mount Fitzroy, but we're not going to climb Mount Fitzroy, of course. But it's just been amazing weather, incredible scenery, I guess we're going to experience these famous Patagonia winds down in the southern part, but so far so good. It's just been an epic experience, and I'm glad you guys are there to cover, cause, so we can get this experience. And certainly Patagonia is not an easy place to get to. It takes like 2 days to get here, and I mean, there's a lot of travel. We've been traveling a ton, but the experience itself, I highly put it on. Everybody talks about a bucket list. This is definitely a place to go. It's a bucket list trip that is just not to be missed in your lifetime, for sure.
Incredible. Wow. Jeez, yeah. Pete, what a great trip. You did such a great job of, I feel like we're there with you, man. Yeah, just awesome. And so glad you guys are having this experience. And it doesn't sound like it's nearly as easy as going to Cedro sport fishing.
Right.
No. Cedros is a piece of cake, and the fishing's way better, I can tell you. Sure. But it is it's a very different experience that it would be highly recommended. And Argentinian people are wonderful people. It's kind of like, like they say, 5 more Mexican minutes in Mexico. It's exactly the same here. It's 5 more Argentinian minutes. They don't move at a very fast
pace
here. Or even
better, mañana.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, mañana, yeah, for sure. But it's super people and super. And oh my God, I forgot about the Backroads experience. Not only hiking, biking, kayaking, but it was also eating. It's like nonstop eating. And of course, the famous Argentina's famous for their beef. It's insane, the food down here. It's really, really good. So
that's so cool.
So yeah, we need to. I think I'm still gaining weight, even though I'm doing all these hikes and bikes and stuff. So definitely have to slim down when I get back.
I'm sure Lolly will keep you on track.
You know that. And for sure, and interesting enough, I'm talking on that Lucy Global thing that we talked about, Rick, that we downloaded, and I don't know how it sounds, but...
incredible.
It sounds like you're in the room next door. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing technology. It's just a Wi-Fi connection that we got through our great people of Sports Grid, and I guess it's the same connection that we actually use. So it's cool to be, I don't know how many thousands of miles we are away in here. But the cool thing is that we watch the weather in L.A. and San Diego and stuff, and it's like it's raining and windy and cold, and here it's summer. It's like weird. It's so strange.
That's a trip. Yeah, how cool.
Yeah.
Well, what an adventure.
Well, you guys continue on, and thanks. thanks, Rosie and Jeff, for being there, and thanks for running such a fantastic operation at Sage Hill Sport Fishing.
Thank you.
Pete, glad you guys are having such a great trip. We can't wait for the wrap-up, and can't wait to have you back in the studio. Continued success on a great time, and we really appreciate the check.
You bet. Yeah, and we fly home on Saturday, so I'll be back in the studio a week from tomorrow.
Awesome. Can't wait, man.
Good time. Appreciate more stories.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Pete.
Thanks
have
for coming,
fun.
Guys.
We're going to continue on with our catch report now. Head on down to C4 Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on down at C4?
Good morning, Marcos.
Morning. You know, I don't think it's fair that you're making me follow up that report from Pete.
Yeah, well, I think you can. You got all those big reds you guys are getting.
Yeah,
I think you got it going,
Mexican
man.
Mexican rockfish, you know, it's almost like the same as a Patagonia adventure.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to say those boat burgers are pretty good, but probably not as good as some of the food Pete's having there.
Some Argentinian-raised cattle, it's not, you know, but as you say.
I know when my younger brother went down there, that's all he raved about was how good the meat was down there. So,
cool.
Well, if you don't have the means or the time to get down to Argentina, I would definitely love to have you guys come fishing. Like Corey is saying there, those extended half-day fishing Mexican waters, they're catching pretty much limits of rockfish and reds on all those trips there. The Seaforth, back online, they were out yesterday, limits of rockfish and reds. On Wednesday, limits of rockfish and reds. We've got, like I said, New Seaforth back online now, so we've got two boats fishing, the Sea Watch fishing locally. Actually, earlier in the week, they had some calico bass, some sand bass, whitefish, sculpin, nice mix of fish there, so definitely some options. Definitely check the schedule, because we've got both boats running. We don't necessarily have that local and extended every day, but check seaforthlanding.com. Got those trips up there. You can make reservations online. Those day-and-a-half trips, last weekend, we actually had three boats out last weekend. We had two day-and-a-halves. The Tribute and the Pacifica both went down the coast there. Between them, they caught a mix of barracuda, calico bass, rockfish, reds, whitefish, sheephead, ling cod, so great fishing on those day-and-a-halves. And they're heading back out next weekend, so, you know, we're just getting into February, and it's, like we've talked about, the season never really ends. We don't really have that same off-season that we used to have. These guys are out there catching fish. So seaforthlanding.com, got those half-days, both the local and the extended half-day, and double-check those times, because right now we're not doing those 6 o'clock departures. Like I said, we're doing some office worker work here instead of boat work, you know, getting in here a little later. And we've had a couple guys show up for that 6 o'clock trip, and we're not leaving until 9. So definitely double-check that. We got those day-and-a-halves running on the weekends on both the Tribute and the Pacifica. Some of those guys actually have schedules. We got some trip schedules up into March and April. So lots of options there. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, say hi, check out the tackle shop, and stop next door. I'll talk to them about getting some Argentinian beef on the menu for those burritos there.
I like it, Marcos.
Good times. Do you plan on running those half-day extended trips to Mexican waters through March then?
I believe that's the plan at this point. We're going to see how much interest there is there. So these have always been popular, and now that it's getting rolling, they're catching fish. I'm sure we're starting to get some walk-ups and the like. So definitely make reservations. We have them scheduled through March now. We'll see what happens there. Like I said, you know, they changed the local groundfish regulations a bit, so it makes sense to run those. So definitely check that out, and we'd love to get you guys out there fishing.
Right on.
Beautiful reds.
Yeah, the photos have been incredible. I mean, it looks like something, you know, that you would expect on a far-reaching trip, and it's just a local extended half-day trip on the New Seaboard. It's really cool, Marcos. A great call, and glad to see that the guy's been having such good success.
And, you know, the nice thing is, it's like, we don't need the rail plates and Dacron for those anymore.
Right.
not quite as tough as it used to be. So it's like just a half day, get out there, get some rockfish, get some reds, get some bottom fish, have some fish tacos, and, you know, keep that gear running there.
Say the best, man.
And reservations are probably mandatory. The number again, Marcos?
619-224-3383. If you want to talk to some person, if we're after hours or you just want to go online, do it yourself, seaforthlanding.com. You can make all your reservations online.
Good job.
Dig it. Yeah,
good
great job. Appreciate it, Marcos.
We'll talk to you next week, guys.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Phone lines are absolutely packed. Texts are jugged as well. We're going to jump into it with a text this time. It says, man, this sounds like so much fun. My question is, what is the ideal group size for you to handle? I fish annually with a group of buds. We're usually 8 to 12 anglers. Would it be possible to have the entire resort to ourselves? Some of us are fly fishermen. Do your captains have any experience with fish on the fly? All that's from John in Carlsbad.
Yes and yes. Okay, so 8 to 12, that is absolutely perfect because 12 is the max that we take down there. So it's a nice, intimate group. 12 is perfect if it's you and your buddies. We usually fish 3 per ponga and 2 to 3 per room. So, yeah, if you're 9, 6, 9, 12, man, you are totally dialed in. As far as fly fishing, my husband will tell you he loves to fly fish.
Oh, have you done it?
Oh, you've done it.
Oh, yeah. I can tangle myself up like anybody.
Yeah.
Yes. And when I first took my fly rod down there, it was an October trip. And lo and behold, the little yellowfin tuna were running around. So I hooked a few. Saved my gear. So a lot of bass fishing with that. You know, you have something that people use, the long furry stuff, and you can do it. We prefer 2 people in a boat when you're doing the fly fishing. It's just a little easier, safer. Sometimes the wind kicks up, so if you're going to go out fly fishing, take your standard gear with you as well, and it's kind of an opportunity thing. So, but yes, fantastic fishing on the fly, and I fish fly down on the beach. They catch halibut.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
What weight are you using? Using a 13? Were you 9 weight? What are you using as far as?
No, down there I'll take my 8.
Mm-hmm.
Now I fished under before with a friend of mine, Andy, who lived across the street, and he takes down his, I believe it was his 13, and he caught a 20-pound yellow. It took him about 15 minutes to get it.
That's cool.
We have pictures to show it.
Yeah.
And, so it can be done. Absolutely.
That would actually be a killer backup, like you just mentioned.
Absolutely.
You lit up my mind, man. Like, fish your day on the ponga, and then come in and fish the beach with the fly gear.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
We usually have maybe 2 to 3 fly groups that go down. I don't want to say fly groups, but, you know, a
people
group of 3 or 4 that go fly fishing.
And it's pretty protected right there, too.
Yeah.
So if you had any wind, it would be either from your back or from your side.
Yeah.
Really, it would be totally doable.
Well, I could imagine some of those famous Cedros, big boils down at the south end of the island, all that yellowtail's pushing bait up to, you know, the adrenaline that must be trying to strip in a big, you know, some big streamer fly and having a yellow grab the thing. Like, I just, that's got to be an adrenaline spiker.
Yeah.
How cool.
And the Dorado coming through. Man.
Yes.
Yellow.
Yes and yes.
Yeah, you got it, man. Hey, let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Rick. All fired up, and I'm sure Don from Woodland Hills is all fired up, too. Good morning.
Hey, Don.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Thanks for taking my call. Rosie, always nice to hear about you, and I'm so excited how well Sado Sport Fishing is doing. So, 2 questions for you. Number one, do you still have those great tortillas? And then the other question is, how's everything going with the fish processing? I know you were just so detailed about that, so I'm sure everybody would like to hear about that as well.
Yeah, great question.
Yeah, you know, those are 2 really great questions. So, first of all, let's address the tortillas. You must bring tortillas home. We actually bring tortillas home, and we keep them in our freezer, and they are fabulous. If you've never had a tortilla from Cedros Island, you are missing out.
It's a different thing. It's a different product.
It really is. They are amazing. And then as far as fish processing, as you all know, that is near and dear to my heart. When I first came on the scene about 8 years ago, there was kind of a hut back behind the lodge, and that's where they did the fish processing. So, of course, you know, I kind of wanted a facility. So we did build a really nice facility down there, which is able, I mean, we could wash it from the ceiling down to the floor. It gets rinsed out every night and sanitized. But, you know, the guys really stepped it up on how they're filleting the fish and processing the fish. Everything is table ready. Everything is vacuum packed in 3 or 5 mil bags. Everything is labeled per species. It's frozen, and we try to get you home with the most amount of fish absolutely possible. Last night, Jeff and I literally had yellowtail that he caught either the August or the October trip, and it was just like he caught it the day before.
Incredible.
It was so fresh, so good. And you know that table ready processing is really, I think, what makes that. As long as you get all that red line off and all the bones out and make it all nice and clean, I mean, you literally don't have to do any trimming when you open up the bag.
It is ready and good to go.
And Rosie, that's all part of the trip. That's not in
that's
addition.
That's included.
Right? Hello.
So when I say all inclusive, that is included. It goes.
That's a big deal.
That is a big deal. Yeah. And
at home, that would be a multi-$100 processing
absolutely
bill.
Absolutely it would.
Multi-hundred.
So it's like when you come down with us and, you know, you're paying that price, go ahead, think about it. When you get off a boat here in San Diego and now you still have to go to the processor, just put that right into Sados because it's already
but
there.
But that's one of the big things that, you know, people have made that, you know, I mean, big trips like this are not cheap and they, oh, that's a lot of money. But, you know, it's the all-inclusivity that you guys offer. I mean, if you tried to book this trip and you weren't thinking about adding a flight, adding a fish processing, adding ground transfers, adding food, adding a captain, adding a guide, like, it's a crazy value.
Absolutely.
And I mean, you don't, outside from tipping your crew, you know, and the gals, and you know, maybe buying a couple of cold ones,
that's it.
Your wallet doesn't open.
Does it include the CBX too?
Yes.
See, and
yeah,
I,
exactly.
Right? And I asked that because the CBX used to be like $15 each.
Oh,
place.
No.
Listen, right now I just purchased one. They have a high season, a low season. They have
all
these different prices. Rick, it just cost me $58 round trip.
That's right. And this
and that's
is included.
That's included. Yeah.
Yeah.
There
so
you go.
Yeah, when you guys are seeing that one price, and like you said, fish processing is up over $1 a pound now. And let's say you've caught, you know, 250 pounds of fish. It's $250, guys, and that's included in the cost.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And it's high, and it's like everything down there, it's got Rosie's touch.
That's it.
Good time. Listen to the Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, and we're talking Cedros when we come back on the Let's Talk a Kebab to Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Since 1946, the Hall Family Shows have celebrated the passion of outdoor recreation. The Bart Hall Show at the Del Mar Fairgrounds February 16th through 19th will be San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Acres of fishing tackle, boats, marine accessories, kayaks, international fishing and hunting lodges, trucks, vehicles, RVs, travel trailers, off-road products, and hundreds of seminars. The Bart Hall Show, presented by Progressive, will provide a full day of family fun. Don't miss the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fit Free Trout Pond, the Ram Ultimate Air Dogs, the San Diego County Ford Dealers Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, Convict Lake Resort's Great American Duck Races, the Okua Bass Tank, Accurate Fishing's Main Seminar Stage, Iowa Saltwater Stage, Hobie Kayak Fishing Seminars, Mammoth Lake Seminars, Costa Sunglass Prizes, Kids Casting Contests, Laser Shot, and more. Celebrate 75 years of Hall Shows February 16th to the 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Tickets at hallshows.com. That's hallshows.com. It's a whale of a show.
Dan Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle, right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen, for fishermen in Mission Bay.
It's too easy.
All right. Yeah, it's just saying it's too easy, man. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and we're just talking about the ease of the way Rosie makes it, man.
Yeah,
it's just
crazy.
From everything from CBX to your island made tortillas.
I know that it's not fair for me to be hogging up all the time, but I got to give Rosie another accolade. The Rosie's list of when you're going on this trip, especially if you've never been before, there's always questions that you have. You can always call the radio show. I get calls at the tackle store all the time, guys going down. But, like, Rosie sends out ahead of time an email list, not only of your trip itinerary, but, like, hey, I've been down there a bunch of time. Here's a bunch of tips and tricks that I know. Like, here's how I like to pack. Here's the things you should expect. Here's what your CBS crossing is going to be like. Like, you are so well prepared for this trip because of all the extra that you do ahead of time. Just, you said it before, you hold our hands, and it's the truth. Like, I mean, you have a packet that's ready to go that, like, you know, we've reviewed everything in an email. You just do such a good job of making everybody comfortable before they go down there.
Yep.
Once you've been, you realize how easy this trip, but we said at the beginning of the show, it's still it's a trip to a foreign country on a small island, taking a small plane. There's a lot of things that could put some apprehension in people's mind, and you do such a good job of just making it easy.
Take that apprehension away.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
Totally. So. Well, the phones are packed. It's not fair for me to keep taking up everybody's time. Corey, let's jump back into the phones.
All righty, Rick. How about James? James calling from Oceanside. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Hey, James. Looks like we might have lost James. How about we pick another?
How about John? John calling from Colorado Springs. Good morning. Probably a little chilly there.
Yeah.
But
what's up, John?
Yeah, it is a little chilly here, but it's I'm taking care of the grandkids for my daughter so she could go snowboarding. I've been to Cedros twice. One time was really good. One time was a hurricane. My question to Rosie is, can I still bring 8-foot rods, or is that okay?
Well, you can bring 8-foot. I happen to bring 9-foot. If you're Ricky over here, you're going to bring a 10-footer. So, absolutely. You can, I mean, like I said, you can bring up to a 10-foot rod. And I totally say bring what you like. Bring what you like to use. Bring what works well with you. Bring your favorite setups. You know what I mean? Because I like my rods and reels, and that's what I like to bring down. But, yes, you can bring 8, 9, 10-foot rods. The only thing that we don't allow on the plane is going to be those big rod tubes.
The big bazooka cases.
That's right. We still wrap everything up very nicely and get them on the plane with you. But yes, absolutely. Your 8-footers, your 9-footers, whatever. What's your boat?
From the very beginning of Adrian running the first trips, it was one of my most favorite things. It's so rare that you get to do a trip where you travel to where there's just about zero gear limitations. And I like fishing with my stuff, you know, not my stuff that's short enough that it fits on the plane and I get to use it here. I mean, it's the same rod that I cast the Taddy 45 with in La Jolla is the same rod that I take down to Cedros Sport
Fishing. That's right. That's right.
I love it. Hey, I appreciate the call, John, very much. Another text came through that kind of touched on that and more is, good morning, guys. I'm so stoked with today's show, having lots of fun. I've got a trip for Cedros scheduled in May, and I have a few questions. Kind of geared towards Corey, what size and how many plastics do I need to bring? Also, how many weedless lead head and hook styles do you recommend? Second, is a 10-foot jig stick too much to fish in a ponga? With the show coming up, I'm thinking about picking up maybe a shorter surface iron rod. All those questions are from Rex. Looks like calling from Orange County.
Well, you're looking at me. I would suggest using very heavy leader. And that heavy leader is going to eliminate any breakoffs, or whether you're leadhead fishing or whether you're weedless or surface iron, whatever it is. With the weedless, 60, 80 pound, like no lighter than 60, 80 pound fluoro.
Yeah.
Leadheaded fishing, minimal 50 pound, like baseline, like 40's too light.
It is.
Yeah.
Don't even bring it.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
I gotta say, I grew up fishing calico bass with 12-pound line.
I know,
that's what we fished. We fished 12-pound line. And it took me so long and so many convincings of Corey to fish as heavy as you're describing, and you nailed it. The biggest difference is you just, if you fish how Corey is describing, heavy line, heavy leader, you don't lose lead hit.
You're not.
You just don't. Like, you'd be shocked that you could have 100 fish calico bass day, and you have the same lead head tied on that you started the morning with.
These fish aren't line shy.
And just as many bites.
Totally.
If not more, yeah. It doesn't hamper. Plastics, I mean, it's just, I try to make my stuff so durable. I have Cedros in mind, especially when I make just...
Sharp teeth.
Yeah, exactly. When I make just watermelon or Christmas tree, whatever you want to call it. So I try to make them durable, but the thing that will help you there is don't go big. You do want to go big because you want a big fish, but then you go so big that half the lure's hanging out of the mouth, and then the second and third and the 30th are eaten... the tail out of the mouth, so you're done there. But a 5-inch Viejos is, like, perfect. Yeah. It's inhaled
really
and gone. Don't you agree?
100%.
Yeah.
And there's no way, Rex, to answer how many you bring, because a lot of it depends on what you're really into. You know, if you're calico bass crazy, I hate to tell you, there's not an amount that's a safe amount to bring, because you'll just, your opportunity is so good there. If you're a guy that primarily wants to fish yellowtail and do a little bit of bass fishing, then you bring a little lesser. And if you're a guy that loves calico bass, you got to bring a little more.
At the Fred Hall shows, I would set a guy up most minimal. Take 12, take 15. Just get an idea for it, buddy, you know, and he'd come back and he'd buy 50 of each next time. He walked away with 5 pounds of baits.
I mean, we have seen some incredible fishing down there where in a day we've gone through a 1 gallon Ziploc full of them. And then we've had other trips where, you know, where we went through a dozen. You know, just, I don't know that there's a black or white answer, but I would think at minimal for me, I would be starting with a couple dozen. Like, I think that 25 would be like a minimal amount that you would want to have down there.
And some crazy glue.
That's a great call. Yeah, I mean, be able to repair them as necessary if you know,
super
if you're getting to that point.
Trend. I mean, just to start out by super gluing them on the head, number one.
You're going to get a lot more longevity out of them.
And hey, after the tail gets bit off, try fishing that one.
I know
this a little secret.
This isn't the easiest thing for you to answer, because I know that you only like fishing weedless. But Jeff and I, being leadhead and swim bait guys, where is the better longevity? Is it on a leadhead and swim bait? Is it on the weedless style screw lock type hook? Like,
I think the weedless.
I think
sure.
So too.
Yeah,
okay.
The weedless. It's a bulkier, more durable. Like, the durability in the weedless, the 7-inch weedless is gonna outlast a 5-inch Viejo.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
It's just the thickness and everything about it. And but then again, Rick, you might, if you had 25 or 30 fish on the weedless, you could have maybe had 75 on the leadhead, or maybe, you know what I mean? At least doubles.
No, I get it.
Yeah. It's just, like Jeff mentioned, he caught the fish on the slug, and dude, that's worth 10 points to me. You know what I mean?
But to answer Rex's question, as he's, you know, stocking up on all of his tackle, maybe you bring a few less weedless because you know that those are going to go a little longer. You bring a few more Viejos, knowing that, you know, your numbers might be a little higher and you might burn through a few more of them.
And let's step aside from that and think about the hard baits. You know, there's areas where you can fish hard baits and get away, like that part of the arsenal, and get away, you know, you bring a handful of those and they last you the whole trip.
Yeah, there's different times where I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to fish more bass this trip.
Yeah.
You hit it on the head. The plastics, you know, take it, like Ricky said, take a couple of dozen. And there's going to be other people that may have some for you as well if you're not, you know, if they run out, you don't, you know, you have extras, whatever. The stick baits are phenomenal, because you get the longevity out of it. I personally take the center or first hook off of a stick bait, because it's tough trying to take 2 5-pound calicos off of a jig that's banging around, and you look at it like, I don't want to touch this.
Or trying to shake the 20-pound yellow off.
Exactly.
Oh, man, you guys, that sounds like such big trouble for you guys. I'm so sorry you're having to deal with that. Jeez.
But, you know,
right.
The big secret over the years is, when I first went down there, I was a 30-pound jig guy. And I spent a lot of money
on
lost
jigs. Yes.
Then I went down there with 40 and still lost a lot of money in jigs. So my recommendation is nothing less than 60 on a jig stick, and nothing less than 40 to 50 on fishing the stick bait. If you're going to fish the kelp, fish it like Corey does, fish the 60. And you're not going to lose as much heavier gear, so you can pack little lighter,
yeah,
And then you get down there with just a couple of T-shirts, a couple pair of shorts, a pair of socks, you know, maybe a light jacket. If you can't get down to Cedros to go fishing with less than 30 pounds, not including your rods, because they ride inside the plane, but 30 pounds, you packed too much gear.
Don't look at me, buddy.
Right?
I look this way.
I'm so looking forward to getting back down there because Cedros is so magical, and it just gets in your blood. Yeah. And the flight when you're dropping into the airport, looking at the coastline, it's just the people there are so wonderful too. Yeah. Like everybody is so friendly and just. It gets in your blood. I can't wait to get back down.
I just pulled up a picture. Yeah. Three guys on a Ponga. They're all holding up four fingers, and they have a little clicker counter.
Yeah.
Okay, 401 calico bass.
Wow.
Okay. And you guys, this is not the exception.
Yeah.
This is the norm.
Yeah.
I have people every year that hit that clicker counter. We caught 300 and something bass. We caught 400 and something bass.
Right.
You know, catch and release, and they just do it all
day
long. And
a dedicated day to that, you know. And then catching a yellow here and there, a sea bass or a black or whatever it be. The white sea bass are right in the kelp too, man.
And so clean, you know, it's that clean, crystal clear water. You see fish, you know, you hook a calico bass and you're winding him in and he's halfway back and you see the cloud of other ones coming up behind it, and they're all trying to. I mean, Corey, you mentioned it before. That's probably the biggest loss of plastic is fishing anything bigger than 5-inch of bait. The rest of it's hanging out the fish's mouth, and you'll see the cloud of calico bass come up trying to eat the bait that's stuck to the side of the face. The one, then they rip the tail off. Like, all right, well, that one's out. You know,
That's the big detriment to a bigger bait.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a big bait kind of guy, but when you're in that environment. They're all the same fish. They're all 2 to 7 pounds.
That's
right.
You know, I've caught some of the largest calicos down there on a surface iron.
Wow.
You just slow it down a little bit.
Yeah.
And like you said, the cloud, I want to go. I want to leave right now.
It's funny. There are times you can have, like if you're on a surface iron and you'll have two or three on because it's a treble hook and you got two or three behind waiting for them to spit something out and they'll.
You know, and for somebody that's never been, I can attest that if it's a windy day or you're going to have a lumpy day, there's 22 miles of the lee of the island that's as flat as a lake.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, that everything bites down there is an 80-gram Colt Sniper. I mean, everything. I had a day with four legal halibut. On an 80-gram Colt Sniper, just bouncing along the bottom, all the bass and all the junk fish and all the everything else, just
endless.
And all we're going to do is talk about how great it is. And there's so many questions and calls. I had a great text come through. Good morning, guys. Two of my favorite guests are on today.
Aww.
I charter a week every year at Cedros, and last year I had a guy go with me that was a complete vegetarian, including no fish. Rosie had to make the most amazing vegetarian food for my friend, and he said it was some of the best he'd ever had. I just have to say thanks again. That's from Eric Sheets.
Yep, I remember that. And you know, the girls were making the chili rellenos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, chiles, cheese. I mean, yeah.
Hooked
up. They sent me the pictures every day of what they fed him. And I thought, man, this is a 5-star restaurant. These
so
girls.
Cool.
Man, I might go vegetarian tomorrow.
I love it.
It was impressive.
I love it. I love it.
Let's do it. Well, one more here. Let's talk to Gary. Gary, you got a couple minutes here? Gary from San Diego. Good morning.
What's up, Gary?
Good morning. Hey, I can attest to everything everybody's saying. Cedros is fabulous, including having gotten my personal best 44-pound yellowtail and 38-pound halibut.
Wow, nice. Congratulations. Nice.
Yes.
Thanks. Question for Rosie. I'm kind of in a situation right here. I've got a very, very senior dog. Rosie knows him. He's a boxer. Anyway, kind of keeps me anchored to home. So my question is, if you have an opening, Rosie, how close to leaving for Cedros can I call you and say, hey, can I get on a trip?
Well, that's a good one, Gary.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what, the day before. So literally all I need to have from you is, you know, your passport information, and then I make a quick call to the airline, add them onto their manifest, and you can come the day before. So, yeah, that quick. So, and as long as you're good and your tackle's ready to go and you can throw a couple pairs of shorts in a bag, we're ready for it.
And those openings happen, too. I mean, that does.
They do. Stuff happens in people's lives.
Right.
And every once in a while, we do get a cancellation, and we can get you on there. we can definitely get you
on.
One
thing I do want to mention, and Rosie talked about cancellations last minute, we do have people that call in and want to get on that list because they have a very flexible retirement schedule, okay? But one thing we haven't talked about yet is trip insurance.
Oh, good call, Jeff.
And this last year, year previous, when some of the hurricanes came up, some customers were upset because we had to cancel for their safety, and they did not have trip insurance. I can't tell you how important and how cheap trip insurance is for what you get in return.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Rosie has great information. Contact her. Set yourself up. Don't be one of those people who didn't do it because it's going to ruin your day if that happens.
Do you guys use Bob Dawson?
Well, of course.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, Bob has 122 different programs of trip insurance out there. So whether it's going to be, you can get it for weather-related, you could get it for medical-related, you could get it if, you know, you have an elderly parent. I mean, they can cover so many things.
He has a yearly plan that's like $250,
yes.
And it covers you for the entire year, every single trip on. And you don't have to... You don't have to say, hey, I'm going to Cedar, put that on my trip. You just go.
No, and not only that, but it's not necessarily just for fishing. It's like, let's say you went on a cruise.
Whatever.
It's for everything.
Everything.
It's the best deal ever. $250 for all of your travel from Bob Dawson.
That's a really good call, yeah.
Yeah.
Good one for sure.
Yeah.
We're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth when we return on the Let's Talk Cook About the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Mark your calendar for what promises to be the most exciting sports show of the year. It's the all-new, bigger, and better 13th Annual Pacific Coast Sports Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show March 2nd to the 5th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, fishing resorts, taking up the entire fairgrounds, plus fabulous seminars and a free kids crab pond. This year, the PCS show has added freshwater exhibitors and seminars to cover bass, trout, and fly fishing. Learn new fishing techniques from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin tuna, swordfish, calico bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to great fishing travel destinations. Four full days, Thursday, March 2nd to Sunday, March 5th. The 13th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it. For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to have Rosie flip the coin.
Oh, do us the
honors. Right, exactly.
This is going fishing on board the San Diego out of Sea Force Sport Fishing. Who we got, Rosie? We have a caller.
It's going to who, Rick?
That's Gary.
Gary
from San Diego's got it. Congratulations,
nice.
Gary. You're going fishing on board the San Diego.
That sounds like a good time. The only better time than that would be going to Cedros
Day Lion. Again, so 2 hours. Unreal that we went through that fast. Guys, if Rosie, you mentioned at the beginning of the show there are spots, and this is the pre-show time. Please, if you have a group, get in, because they just are going to evaporate. But give us the rundown. Somebody wants to go, get in on the crazy food, the fishing, the simplicity that we've been talking about the whole time. If somebody wants to be a part of the Cedro Sport Fishing Program, how do we do it?
You know, the easiest thing is really just to give me a call, because then I can get all your questions answered right away, get all your information. And literally, to get your information, it literally takes less than 2 minutes. It's, you know, name, email address, phone number, and your passport information. And then I'll send you a few quick emails that'll have Bob Dawson's phone number for the trip insurance, and we'll answer any of your questions about tackle and gear and what to bring. But, yeah, easiest thing, give me a call at 619-772-7570. You can always text that number, too, or you can email me at rosie@cedrosportfishing.com. But, you know, I like to talk to y'all, and I like to get all your questions answered
right away. Outside of groups, I mean, you accept singles, too? I mean, if some...
Oh, we have so many
We had several texts come through that we weren't able to get to. Other people asking, hey, I'm just a single. I don't have a group.
Yep.
Can I go as a one?
Absolutely. We have lots of singles going. I signed up a single last year that went on our personal trip that he's like, I have to go again. He goes, I see a single spot on the Let's Talk Hookup trip. And I said, look, that's an August trip. Let's go. And so Matthew is on that trip. So,
perfectly done.
I love
it. Exactly.
There's a reason every single caller and every single texter has mentioned. It's so easy. It's so accommodating. You guys do such a good job. You and the entire crew, Richard on the ground, Flora on the ground, like everybody there, and man, hats just off. It's such an awesome, well-run, cool adventure.
We put a lot of effort and love into making sure that everything goes smoothly. And it does.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Lodge 1, Lodge 2, both available. Again, call, email. Rosie's got you covered.
You got it.
Love it. Great job, you guys. Really appreciate having you. So much fun stuff to cover. Jeff, I'm stoked you knocked the notch off the belt with with the slugfish.
Yeah. Got my 10 points.
Yeah. Nice going, you guys. Well, hey, a great show. Lots of fun. Lots of fun. Big thanks to Adam for keeping us going on the app, for Christian keeping us on the air. Had a lot of fun with you today. And we got a lot of fun for you tomorrow. Another great show. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle talking all about the super sale for Super Bowl weekend next weekend at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. And always fun to have the tackle guru of Doug in here. Going to be another great show for you. Corey and I are back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.